Keenan, coming here, you played several seasons at BYU. You're an older guy, but you're a new guy. What's it been like the first couple of months trying to assimilate to a new team?
It's been really smooth, actually. I talk to my wife about it all the time. Like, it's been an easy transition for us, and I tell her a lot of the time, I'm like, man, the team, the culture, it's really good and it's strong. And like, me coming in, you never know how it is. You know, you transfer in schools, you don't know how it's gonna be, but Tennessee's been really loving. The players have been great to me. It's been great to get to know them.
You were a bowl MVP against Josh Heupel's Central Florida team. Did he ever discuss that with you? Did you remember that? What were your impressions of that offense when you went against it 3 years ago?
Yeah, we talked about it all the time. It was kind of funny when he first brought it up to me. We played them, UCF, in the COVID year. I think they had a lot of guys missing. We kind of took it to them. But, man, that's some tempo right there. It almost doesn't even feel like football for a second. You're feeling like it's rugby because it's so up-tempo. But, yeah, that was cool to experience.
Two things. Why were you looking for to move on from BYU?
Yeah, it was my last year. BYU was making some changes on the D staff too, but I felt like it was a good opportunity for me to transfer and to come to a place like Tennessee, and it's what I fell in love with. I think I got what I was wanting out of my last year to be, and I'm excited for the future.
What kind of role do you see yourself playing on this team this year?
Yeah, whatever they need me to do. You know, you talked about it. A lot of people talk about my age. You know, I'm an old man on the team, and it's kind of a funny joke. But, you know, if I can bring any type of leadership or experience in any way, that's what I hope to do. Other than that, I hope my play just speaks for itself, that I can give the energy and effort each day for the boys around me.
Your name was mentioned as one of the leaders in the linebacking core. How have you earned the trust of everybody to be a leader already?
You know, I try not to say much, you know, try not to be, you know, when I first came in, didn't want to be too vocal or too out there. You know how that is with transfers coming in and wanting to do too much. And, you know, I always ask that I can, you know, kind of work from the ground up. You know, I hope that my actions can speak for myself and everything will flow however it needs to flow. And if the room needed more leaders, I could definitely step in and help.
McCallum talked to us on Tuesday about, you know, one of the reasons that he was motivated to transfer here was to challenge himself by playing in the SEC. Was that part of it for you to play in this conference against, you know, what is perceived to be the best players?
Yes. That was something I was very excited about. And being in the transfer portal was something I wanted.
You mentioned you're one of the older guys in the room, but in a room full of young guys, who's impressed you the most, you know, you coming in with as much experience as you have?
Man, these young guys are great. I think guys like Arian, you know, stick out, and you got Jalen, Jeremiah, great athletes, Ben Bolton, Will, you know, they're young, but they're really athletic, and they're going to make some noise here in the future, for sure.
You played when BYU came here, I guess it was 2019. Played in that game. What do you remember about that? Did that come up at all when you were – you have some flashbacks when you came here on your visit?
Yeah, they asked me about that. That was my freshman year at BYU. We came to Tennessee. I think it was 2019. The one thing I remember from the game was just the crazy, you know, atmosphere. You know, even to this day, I remember that game, how loud it was. I think they caused us to have two – false starts like right at the beginning of the game just because of the noise of the stadium. So that was a pretty cool experience being able to be there and remember that game.
I guess at one point Tennessee was going to play at BYU this season.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
this. Were you disappointed that didn't happen here? Even, I guess that was determined before you transferred and all that.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it. But
what's Tennessee getting in fellow BYU transfer Gabe Judy Lally?
Gabe's going to work. I know Gabe, you know, he was at BYU for, I think, maybe 6 months. He transferred in from Vanderbilt, and it's cool to have him here in Tennessee, but they're going to get someone. He's going to work. He's a smart football player, and he brings a lot of, size into the corner room. Great player.
You said you were married. Tell me about that dynamic, having to manage your time with that, with your wife, with school, and playing football. What's that like for you?
You know, it can be tough at times, but, man, I always feel blessed. I feel like I found a good one because she's as bought in as me, you know. It can get hard sometimes because you're away so much, and they're waiting there and want to see you and want to spend time. But, man, she's bought in as me. She massages me in the night, like, takes anything to help my body and make me feel healthy, for sure.
I know it's only six practices in, so it's not a finished product, but how are you adapting to the scheme defensively, picking up the playbook, and is it kind of learning on the fly, or did you do a lot of preparation before you?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Practice started.
Yeah, what helped me the most being in spring ball now was that little time period in winter workouts. I was really able to dive into the playbook and get a head start, and I think that's kind of helped me flow into spring, especially you're taking those plays and now you're trying to transfer it into playing, so for sure.
Keenan, for those who may not have seen you play, how would you describe yourself as a linebacker, how you play the game?
I feel like my greatest, you know, tangible is that I'll play to the whistle. You're going to feel my energy and effort and everything I have on game day. And I feel like that's a big plus for me. I felt like I can help in the run, help in the pass. But really, you're going to get a guy that plays to that whistle every single down.
How different schematically is what you were doing at BYU to what is being asked in this defense this year?
Different for sure. Different for sure. But there's a lot of carryover. I think in philosophy it was really different. Tennessee's obviously a little more aggressive than way more aggressive than compared to what I was doing at BYU. So a lot of it carries over, but it's different for sure.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.